Hey, hi. Welcome to another episode of a shorty edition. This is my worst date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
And I'm Christina.
Hi, it's May.
Yeah. It's gonna be May.
Oh, God. Oh,
everyone's favorite meme.
Great.
Welcome.
What we get to look forward to.
I know.
The next week.
Yeah, and then followed swiftly by all of the May the 4th.
Oh, yes.
May the 4th. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Well, I just want to say that I am in a real weird mood today. Like, you know, like energy is like high.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In like a crackly way. Yeah. I don't know if somebody who
you
knows.
You might get struck by lightning.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
So exciting. I mean, anybody who can read the stars, let me know what's going on. Is there some weird alignment situation happening that's causing this feeling of energy, electricity?
You may be getting it from me. I just got my second shot and I feel invincible.
So. Well, oh, yeah, I mean, I know that my phone is getting 5G from you now.
So. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
My skin is looking great from all the adrenochrome. Mm. And things are just looking up here.
Wow.
I do feel like I look younger post-vaccine. Ooh. So, you know, maybe there's something to it. Oh, not to God. Spread any conspiracy.
It can't be the Curology we're using. It's
oh, my God.
Oh, I really want to tell you the story.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so my friend the other day. She texted me and she was like, so she didn't just text me. She like sent me a voice memo, like two of them back to back to tell the story.
I love it. Some people just like that's how they communicate is via voice memo on text.
She was like, this is too long. So to preface this story is this is like when they were somewhat younger. I think like her and her brother were like just I think like kind of fresh, like late high school heading into college times. Right. So,
OK,
her brother at the time was a girl and was a lesbian. So to ease her family into meeting a girl in her life, she brought home this person for Easter, and this girl was a belly dancer.
Okay.
And she brought her boa fucking ball python with her and belly danced for the entire family on Easter. Now they stayed the night. They put the ball python in a cage.
No.
And they taped it up so that the cat
what?
Couldn't get in.
What? Hold on. I have a lot of questions.
It's going to eat the cat. Wait. It's going to eat the fucking cat.
So many questions about how we even got to this point. Like, do you not tell your family that you're bringing? You have to tell somebody.
A ball python with you.
Yeah, because some people also are very, very scared of snakes. Like, I feel like that is not a good first impression. Like, you got to warn somebody that you're bringing a massive animal into their home.
So they wake up the next morning. The cat had scratched open the cage.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The snake is gone.
Oh. Whoa.
So.
But the cat made it.
They have to go back to college. They have to leave.
I'm sorry. You're skipping school until you find this fucking snake.
They did not find that snake.
No.
And my friend was like, I stayed at friend's house until that snake was found. And she said that eventually they did find it in the basement. It had died because it hadn't been being fed or I know, like totally horrible. But like 2 weeks they had a like ball python just
in their
in their
can you house. Would you be able to sleep?
No. No.
I would be convinced
it
was going to like slide up me in my bed.
It's going to be in the walls for the rest of my life.
Also, I need because Eric is coming to meet my family for the first
time. Please have him not belly dance. Or do.
I really need to tell him to step his game up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just can't imagine.
Everything about that, this sounds like a creepypasta. Like, this cannot be real. Like,
it's my actual friend who this happened to.
Who
so.
Would think that that's a good idea, though, to
crazy.
Be like, I'm going to meet this person's family.
You know what'll win them over?
Yeah.
On a religious holiday.
This is going to be the first female relationship I'm going to bring home, and it's going to be,
well, you know,
a ball python.
It's all up from here, I guess.
A ball python wearing belly dancer on Easter.
Yeah,
I mean, on Easter is the ringer for me.
It pretty much guarantees that anybody else she brings home from here on out will be like, in comparison,
yes,
family's maybe. Gonna be like, thank
oh my
you.
Gosh, right? Maybe
so gracious.
Maybe now, I mean, now she is a he, and he still dates women. So I mean, like you said, now maybe he's bringing home like girls who are. You know, like this is the pinnacle. You can't just as long as you don't bring a ball python to the house, and nothing will ever.
I'm just glad the cat survived.
Me too.
I know.
I was all ready for a cat tragedy. I was.
No, I would never tell a cat tragedy.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, she was telling me that it was their family cat, and this cat had like she was like a kid. She's like, that cat had like 3 litters of kittens. Like it was an inside outside cat. Like kind of.
So many questions that I have yeah. about this situation. Why would you not put the python? Why is the python and the cat in the same space?
Why are you bringing a python to
100%? But if you're gonna bring it, shouldn't it go in the bedroom with you with the door shut so the cat can't even get in? Like, it's so weird to me. Like, I would never leave my cat. I would never leave my cats with a python in any capacity, taped up or not.
It sounded like a tragedy.
It did.
I mean, it was. The snake died.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But
yeah, that's some really irresponsible snake ownership as yeah. well.
You said it sounds like a creepypasta, and I gave you a look like, bitch, I know this girl. How dare you?
But does it not sound like a creepypasta?
It came out of nowhere. It does. I mean, like, it's so wild. It is so wild. Like,
I can't follow that thought process.
No, me neither. That's what I mean. It's like, it's so like,
hey guys, every piece happy of Easter. It. I have a little number I put together for you.
Dude, perform it. Aww. Dude, do not. Put on any kind of performance.
Nope. This isn't a talent
for your significant. Yes. Thank you.
What are you
thank
doing?
You. Thank you. Look at
specifically if it wasn't asked for. Like, you know, it wasn't requested. It's like you put a number together that involved a live animal. You were like, this seems like a good idea. Like, what?
I can't stress enough how Easter really plays such a significant role in my mind about this. Like, when I was texting her about it and I was like, wait, what? And she was like, yeah, on Easter. And I was like, oh my God, my mind is blown again. It's like I couldn't comprehend. Like, a holiday you brought.
Easter feels like the least of my worries in this situation.
It feels like, so weird.
Oh my God. That is
I don't know. I was like,
perfection.
I can't wait. Can't wait to
What's
share that
wrong
story.
With people?
Well, where do we begin?
I know. We're getting ready to hit on year 3, you know, anniversary. We have lots of answers to that question.
Right.
What is wrong with people?
How so did we get here? Many. Who raised you?
Exactly. Ugh. So, would you rathers?
Oh,
Keegan,
oh,
you
yes.
said you had a list.
All right. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Oh, what a great question.
Ooh.
Kind of a difficult one, huh?
I'm going to say I'd rather go into the future just because I think for people of a certain melanin content, going into the past can be a little bit spooky.
I think it could definitely be traumatizing, but that's almost why.
I think you don't have to live there, right? Like, you just
no,
go,
you're just going
meeting.
To visit. You're just going right. to visit. Yeah, which I don't know. I think that there could be something really empowering about going into the past and meeting my ancestors
in their
and
prime.
Huh?
Like in their prime. Mm-hmm.
In their prime, and also like giving them the opportunity to meet their great great
right?
grandchild and saying like, look, like, you know, I have the ability to just lay on my couch.
I'm traveling
and
time.
I'm traveling time. And Hi. Also, yeah. listen, I can rest. Mm-hmm. I can sit on my couch and watch Real Housewives and drink wine. That's how far we're going to come, okay? Like, you know, it doesn't that feels like, I don't know.
Or does it just feel like you're bragging?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but also like, you know, it could be hopeful.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't.
I've always been nostalgic for the future, though. I really want, part of me just wants to know that we get our shit together.
But what if we don't?
Right. That's right. And then you're just like depressed.
That's the other part of it. It's like, we were literally just having a conversation about where the safest places to live when the earth decides to destroy us would be.
You go to a future and no one's there.
So you're like, I'm so excited to go meet my great great grandchildren, and it's just Mad Max. And you're
it's
like,
Planet of the Apes.
No.
Oh no. Yeah. No, I think if that were the case, if it were all fucked up, then I'd come back, it would motivate me to try to do something.
Sure,
to make it
also
right.
True.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, I'm going for future.
I think I'm gonna go past. I think it's gonna be sad, but could also be also motivating. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
I was gonna say past.
You love history.
I do love history. I feel like you might have sold me though a little bit on the future. I don't know. I think I'm gonna do. Well, here's why I'm gonna do past, because I was adopted. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Backtrack.
Yeah. More of a lesson, really. Is
although, you know, I do have to say, not to get heavy on this at all, but to your point, Christina, mm-hmm. when I'm thinking about going into the past and meeting my ancestors, I am thinking about meeting my Black ancestors specifically. I don't know if I want to go into the past and meet my white ancestors.
Yeah,
because I don't know how they would react.
Yeah,
I think even better. You're
I'm
just
your
like
great great granddaughter.
They're like,
oh,
good,
no.
Good. And then you just drop the mic,
and you're like, Keegan out, double deuces,
yep.
Poof into a
marinate on that bitch.
Nice.
And then you don't exist later because you've messed with
the
space-time continuum.
Oh, no. Right? Oh, then you never come back.
I need to know the time travel rules of this. Would you rather?
Is this a butterfly effect situation?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Well, let's hop into stories.
Okay. I have three, so okay. Let me go first?
Yeah.
Cool. He brought his sister along. He talked to her most of the time. Mm-mm. It was awkward, and he tried to kiss me at the end. Never texted or called him back after that.
That reminds me of that episode, Don't Say It, Cassie, because I know 100% what you're gonna say.
What's Friends? Sorry.
Why?
Sorry.
Why? But it does remind me of the episode of Friends where, like, him and his sister are all like, they're like, Rachel breaks up with him because the sister and him are like too close.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
they're
yes.
too like touchy and yeah. like
yes.
And it's just weird. And yeah. as someone with three brothers, I'm like, yeah, no.
That's weird.
That's weird.
It's weird.
That's weird.
Don't, yeah. You don't need a guest star in your date.
Thank you.
No.
One on one is fine.
It is weird, right?
Okay. I have a super shorty. I was running late, so I didn't shave my pubes for you, is what this guy says to me. Then he loudly broke out into song, "It's a jungle down there," in the middle of the bar,
my.
Complete with hand gestures.
God, you did it, though. You did the hand gestures when you did it.
It was very Dancing Frog from, you know, like that.
WB.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Big lights. Hairy pubes.
Oh, my God.
It's a jungle
you
down
need
there.
To announce
question.
That.
I have a question. How do you feel about guys and
I like,
shaving?
I like upkeep. I don't really mind. It's your business down there.
Yeah.
But if you like me down there, I prefer... I prefer at least it be clean,
a nice
well,
groom.
And groomed. Yeah.
Clean is
clean is number one. Groomed
yes.
is number two.
I'm kind of like you can do whatever you want,
yeah.
but mm-hmm. must be clean. We've had this conversation. Yeah. I am not free with my mouth, so I'm like you have to. There's needs to be soap involved.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, copious amounts of soap.
Yes. Just
grooming. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep it quality.
All right. This is a good one. When I was studying abroad, my roommate set me up on a date. He decided to go to the cinema. When I met him, he kept touching his neck and looking at his watch. I thought, God, he must be bored already. He kept doing this the whole way through the film. So when we came out of the film, I just straight out asked him what the deal was with the watch checking. He told me he'd been checking his pulse to see how aroused I was making him to see if he was attracted to me.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, but wait. He then handed me a note with a list of reasons why he liked me, including, you make my heart beat on average, an average of 130 beats per minute when I'm around you.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I don't know if that's the sweetest love letter I've ever heard.
It's science.
It's a science love letter.
It's very science.
Actually, science suggests that you were actually super attractive.
Something about that. Picturing him taking his pulse made me think of the TikTok that we got in our Facebook group about that guy that was on the date with the girl who kept like putting her hand behind her and then was like doing this,
putting her fingers
on her nose, and he finally figured out that she was like digging in her butt crack and then smelling it, and they had been sharing a plate of fries.
No. What?
Because he was like, that's so weird. She keeps doing this with her nose.
Oh.
And he's like, what? And he finally caught
why
that she was just
why
no
digging in her butt.
No.
I don't know.
Get out of here.
Sharing a plate of fries. Gross.
Cassie doesn't share food. No. There's another reason to add to.
Why yes, would they exactly wash your right motherfucking hands?
Yo, I can't. All right. We were drinking tea in a cafe. On TV was Nat Geo Wild. He went on and said he didn't like animals. No way I could communicate with such a person any longer.
Wow. Didn't like animals.
Okay. Well and we're
goodbye
done here.
And,
a goodbye.
A goodbye. Okay. Took this chick to a zoo. After a bit, I noticed that she's quietly throwing up her middle finger in a random direction discreetly. I asked her what she's doing, and I shit you not, she says, that kid looked at me weird.
Oh,
we were in college and the kid was like 4. What the fuck? Flicking off kids at the zoo.
Very intense energy.
Yes. To do it super quietly and discreetly. Flicking off kids. I love it.
Wait, are they married now? Because
I know. Because I kind of think it's hilarious, actually.
Oh my God. Chris shared something with me that I think it would going around. It was like, hey, quiet guys, why do you always date girls who were like super loud or whatever? And he's like, somebody's got to tell the waitress I didn't order mashed potatoes. And I was like, Chris was like, yup. So anything that's happened this week, like my mask broke, I'd only had it for like a few weeks. And so I wrote them. He's like, and to get a new one. And he was like, that's right. Cause you didn't order the mashed potatoes.
That's right.
That's right.
That's so funny. My girlfriend of a year broke up with me by sending a video of herself singing a breakup song that she wrote.
Oh.
It included a background dance.
Oh, no.
That's so extra.
Of one of my good friends. I was at a party at the time she sent it, and I foolishly played it aloud so all my good pals could hear it and hear my heartbreak. Oh. Definitely the worst.
Oh my God.
My heart.
She wrote a breakup song, recorded it, and had a backup dancer and sent it to him to break up with him.
She's like, bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
He's all like,
I don't
her friend.
I want to see you out that door. Bye, bye, bye. Oh, my God. Oh,
God, that's so good. Okay, one more. All right. Went on a date with someone who asked about my family. When I got to my dad, she interrupted me and said, must be nice to have a father that wasn't dead like hers.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa. That is so aggressive. Yee. They had to have been like in elementary school. Like
the very common elementary school date in which you talk about.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
You want to share my Lunchable?
Tell me about your family. Oh, must be nice.
Not having a dead dad.
Jesus.
Yeah, so, that's intense.
Wow. And I'm sorry you asked about my family. Like, am I not supposed? And like, how would you know? Especially if it's like maybe a first date?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? So my whole awkward skin would melt off. I'd be
so
like,
awkward.
Why are people like this? Why do I never fail to be surprised?
I know.
Just like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. I have no idea, but I'll be right back because I got to go flip off kids at the zoo.
Yeah. That might be my favorite.
Oh God! Well,
the kid was looking at me weird. Stop looking at me, Swan.
Well, if you have stories, be they short or long, just want to reach out and say hello, go to our one-stop shop of websites, myworststatepodcast.com, and we love you guys so much.
Cheers.